If you give someone a hand, and I'm just using that as an expression, in other words, if somebody needed your, you know, needed you to do something for them to get them out of a bad place, what would you say? You were giving them a hand up, but you would use another word, one word for it. Like, for instance,
give me a hand.
Well, I'm talking about what would you use for the word, like you said, say one of your neighbors over here, needed you to come over there and give them a hand. You said you were going over there to
help them.
All right, that's what I was looking for. So would you say it for me again?
Help them. Me, help them.
The opposite of wide is what? This is wide and this is what?
That's an eye.
Would you say that for me again?
Nah.
I'd like to help you, but I just
can't.
All right. Another name for an automobile is a
car.
If this man is your uncle and his wife is
your aunt.
Would you say that for me again?
Your aunt.
The birds build what to live
in?
At school, we sit in what? You know, you sat
on the benches.
But they call them what?
Desk.
All right. And at school, we sit in
the desk.
How many? Suppose there were four of them. Four of what?
Four desks.
All right. Make two. What's that? That's
stretches.
All right. Now then, a slender. Just tell me what a skinny flying insect is that draws blood.
Oh, a mosquito.
All right.
A
what?
Like a skeleton.
Oh, you aren't kidding. What are the white things that you see floating around in the sky?
I call them dead things. I don't care.
What the white things, you know, that are fluffy and that rain falls out of? What do you call those? You know, just the
clouds?
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, would you say that for me again?
Clouds? I thought you were the most sweet things. I just decided on things.
What do you call this that you live in? Your what?
House.
All right. What's a general, just an ordinary term that you use for any kind of troublesome little animal that runs around? You know, like a rat or a gopher or anything, but just any kind of troublesome animal. What do you call them?
Rat?
No, just any kind. You know, you wouldn't name it in particular, but say it was just any animal. Say you had four or five different kinds. You said, I've got all sorts of kinds of...
Animals?
Just animals? You don't have... Do you use the word varmint at all?
Well, it wouldn't be a rat, it wouldn't be a varmint.
What's a varmint?
Okay.
Well, what does a varmint mean?
Foxes.
No, I see what you mean. Can a varmint mean more than, can it mean an insect?
No.
Can it mean a person?
It mean to kill the chickens and eat up the eggs.
All right.
Okay. And a rat, he didn't have them cut up the clothes and eat up the stuff and eating right next to you too.
I see. Have you ever had a small pinkish seafood that you eat with rice and or fried and they kind of draw up real tight in a little curl thing? It's pink. Called a...
No.
It's a seafood. Do you ever eat any seafood?
No.
If you think a person has a fever, you might take his...
Temperature.
All right, would you say that for me?
Temperature.
All right, that's fine. Now, I've got one last thing to ask you. And then just hold it about down. Yeah, right there, it'll be fine. And then I'm going to just ask you to do some things. Would you please count to from 1 to 20?
Say 1, 2.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
All right. What's the number that comes after 99?
100.
What's the number that comes after 999? All right. That's all right. Now, would you name the months of the year?
Yes, January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
That's fine. Now then, one other thing. I want you to name each one of these things as I point to them on me. What's this?
Like your hair.
What's this?
Fog.
What is, which eye is this one? This one.